Hello and a very warm welcome to Center Stage. Good to have you with us. Now, Syria searching for diplomacy is today's theme of Center Stage. Now, UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been on a regional tour aimed at finding a solution to the Syrian crisis since last week, which actually has took him to Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Iran, Iraq and Egypt. Now, Iran has presented a written proposal on the Syrian issue. Russia's stressing that the crisis should be resolved within the framework of a Syrian plan. And on top of that, the Arab League's formulating a four-point plan aimed at ending months of unrest in Syria. Welcome back. It's great to have you back with us now to discuss the latest diplomatic developments in Syria. We're delighted to be joined by two top guests. Now, here in the studio, I'm very pleased to be joined by an established and professional researcher and political analyst. Dr. Rahmat Haji Mina, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to Central Stage.
In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, I am glad to be here.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, let me just tell you that Dr. Rahmat Haji Mina is a professor of international relations and politics. He's also a top researcher with the Middle East Center, affiliated to the Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs, and an established journalist and top writer working with Tehran Times. Now, in our Washington, D.C. studio, I'm delighted to be joined by a top speaker and analyst, Imam Muhammad Al-Asi. Welcome to Central Stage.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. Now, just a little background on Imam Muhammad Al-Asi. Elected Imam of the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C. Imam Al-Asi is an established educator and writer. His publications include the first Quranic exegesis to be written originally in English. Now, we'll take a short break, but we'll be back discussing the latest diplomatic developments in Syria. So please do stay with us.
UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been on a regional tour aimed at finding a solution to the Syrian crisis since last week, which has took him to Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Iran, Iraq and Egypt. It's a second regional tour for Brahimi. Brahimi had first gone to the Middle East in mid-September, visiting Damascus, where he met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In an interview on Tuesday last week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that Brahimi would soon return to Damascus to try again to meet with Assad. Ban suggested Brahimi could go to the Syrian capital next week if his meetings in the region this week were productive. During his visit to Iran on Sunday, the UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, held talks with Iranian officials, including Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, on the Syrian crisis. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Salehi announced that Iran has already presented Brahimi a written proposal on the Syrian issue. He added that a copy of the proposal had also been presented to the Syrian government. Salehi stated that he had held two meetings with Brahimi. First, during the contact group meeting in Cairo, when the foreign ministers of Iran, Egypt and Turkey held talks in Syria. And second, on the sidelines of the 67th session of the UN General Assembly in New York. He added that when the ministers of the contact group met for the second time in New York, he promised that he would present Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey and also Brahimi on Iran's written proposals. Salehi also said that Iranian officials and Brahimi believe that the violence and bloodshed should be stopped in Syria before taking any action. He added, the Islamic Republic of Iran is fully ready to cooperate with Brahimi because the United Nations, by selecting Brahimi as its troubleshooter, has put itself in an impartial status in regard to Syria. During the press conference, Brahimi called on the countries that have good relations with either of the conflicting parties in Syria to exercise their influence to prevent more bloodshed and help work out a peaceful solution. He expressed hope his contact with Iran and other regional countries that are in a way related to the Syrian issue would lead to a workable solution.
Hey again, great to have you back with us. Now, Brahim is making a second tour of regional countries to learn about different views to be able to finally present a solution to the Syrian crisis. But Imam Al-Assi, the fact of the matter is that all international efforts to stop the Syrian conflict have so far failed, including Brahim's first tour. So how far do you see the possibility of this second tour being a success?
Excuse me. Well, in addition to him going through his rounds in the second tour, I think he's going to the right, by the way, I think he's going to the right countries, going to Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Iraq and Turkey and the Islamic Republic of Iran. These are these countries are the regional context for the internal dynamics inside of Syria. So he's touching base with the countries that are more or less directly involved inside of Syria. But we have to add to this the fact that Kofi Annan, before Mr. Al-Ibrahimi came to assume these responsibilities, he basically did the same thing. He went to these countries, and he sat down and he spoke to the officials, and he tried to find common denominators between the different sides that are involved, and he came out empty-handed. Al-Ibrahimi now is doing the same thing all over again. His first attempt at it did not bear any fruits, as far as we can tell. Now he's doing it once again to try to find out and see if it is possible to find some common grounds here. I think it is not possible to find common grounds because of the following. There was a suggestion a couple of weeks ago, at least, that certain countries, and these countries are Egypt and Saudi Arabia,
right,
and Turkey and the Islamic Republic of Iran, these countries should have a type of, let's say, frank discussions about the developments inside of Syria. This failed simply because Saudi Arabia disagreed and did not want to join this quorum of countries in the area. And from all of what we can tell, Saudi Arabia is still playing a role that resists to participate in the top diplomats that are concerned with Syria meeting and trying to work this thing out. So I think Mr. Al-Ibrahimi himself, he wanted to more or less pound the pavement in these capitals, in Cairo, in Riyadh, in Ankara or Istanbul, and then in Tehran.
Excellent.
And so if they don't want to get together, he said, okay, let me try to be the mailman between these capitals and try to reach something here. But the disturbing aspect of all of this is that and we're talking about right now month number 19 going into month 20. Mm-hmm. And the more the casualties, the more the bloodshed, the more the fatalities on both sides increase, the more difficult it is for this type of issue to be solved in the manner that Mr. Al-Ibrahimi is trying to solve it. If he can't himself get at least these regional powers, because the Syrian issue has different levels to it. There's the internal issue, the internal level, there's the regional level,
right,
and then there's the international level. And I think Mr. Al-Ibrahimi tried to find the middle ground here, and you can't fault him for identifying the middle ground as being the regional nation states around Syria.
Thank you very much.
And so he's right now shuttling between these different countries, but if he's not able to bring about the direct contact between the officials in these nation states that he is going to, that means the regional level or the regional a component of the Syrian civil war, as it's turning out to be,
okay.
That has to be excluded because they just cannot make up their mind. And the first and foremost troublemaker in mm-hmm. this equation of the four nation states in that area is Saudi Arabia. It just simply refuses to sit down with the other three components of this regional dimension and try to hammer this thing out.
Right.
And I would think Mr. Ibrahim, he's not going to put himself in the middle of the internal Syrian polarization. What he is left with after he realizes that he can't bring together mm-hmm. common denominators of a ceasefire and some preliminary steps to solve this ongoing bloodletting inside Syria.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we've got for this question.